Don't listen to what everyone else is saying. This is the only crypto ecosystem where you are actually going to find 100x plays this year, and we have three examples.
This is everything crypto was meant to be. No insiders, no VCs, and that's why big money is flowing in right now.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be telling you about the only ecosystem in crypto where you can legitimately find multiple 100x plays this year. Today, we've got three examples for you.
This is where the big money is starting to flow into. We've been hammering the table on this for the past couple months now. And when you look on chain, you can literally see millions of dollars flowing into this ecosystem. We are extremely early. This is everything crypto is meant to be. There's no insiders. There's no pre-mining. There's no VC games. There is cap supplies. You know, so there's no crazy inflation that you have to deal with. So you have ridiculously low valued AI infrastructure plays sitting right there in front of us. And they're a lot of them are also offering these ridiculous 100% APYs just for holding, right? So this is an ecosystem that we're going to continue to cover. And in today's episode, we have three projects that we're going to discuss that really caught our eye.
Yeah, so if you've been following the show for a while, you know we are extremely bullish on BitTensor. We were buying Tau tokens when they were 30, 40, 50 bucks. We were talking about when the subnets exploded. And lately, we've been talking about how now with DTAU, Dynamic Tau, the BitTensor ecosystem has exploded. Now you can buy BitTensor Alpha tokens, which are tokens that represent each subnet. So basically, what we're able to do now and what we have been doing, and we've been posting about it on social media, is buying these BitTensor subnets. These are AI companies with some of the smartest people in the world solving real-world problems with revolutionary, cutting-edge, decentralized AI tech. And yet some of these subnets are sitting at like $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million market caps. That's when I say when you can get 100x, I have no doubt in my mind that a $1 billion subnet is coming. And when you understand just how game-changing their technology is, your mind will be blown.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off right away with subnet 56. And this is gradients. And right before we begin here, we're simply just swapping Tau, the Tau that we hold, for these alpha tokens. It's really simple. It's the same way as like if you're swapping Ethereum for some sort of altcoin on MetaMask, except you're doing it on different platforms. Mm-hmm. Swap Tau for this. Easy, 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 easy stuff. So subnet 56 gradients was registered November 21st, 2024, as a market cap at time of recording of 37 million. This is very significant, which we'll get to in a minute. Jolly has a really nice chart that we can discuss. Mm-hmm. This is the second ranked subnet currently, and they're seeing 9.5% of all Tau emissions. So if you're not familiar, just allude to it again, is the better you perform as a subnet within the BitTensor ecosystem, you're rewarded for your work and you collect more Tau. So these companies are generating real revenue right from the get-go. So this is a subnet by Rayon Labs. They are also responsible for subnet 64 and number 19. We'll get into those at a later date, perhaps. But they democratize AI training, and it does it better and cheaper than any other platform in the world right now. Mm-hmm. So you can train your models in just a couple clicks. Mm-hmm. And this is revolutionary when you understand who they're competing against and how much better they are.
Yeah, so take a look at the chart up on the screen right now. Now, we're talking about image and text AI training models, which has basically taken over the world of AI as you know it. Now, most companies right now are using maybe the Google Cloud model or the AWS model, or even Together AI is a popular one. But as you can see, what Gradients has done is they've been able to build an AI model using the BitTensor algorithm that is not only has a higher percentage of performance improvement, but is doing it at a lower cost per hour. So the only competitor here on this screen that is close to how cheap Gradients is Together AI, has $6.25 an hour. Gradients is even cheaper at $5 an hour. And the only one that compares in performance improvement percentage is the Google Cloud one at 62%, Gradients being higher at 65%. But when you put in the total package, it is very clear that Gradients has some extremely competitive technology. And then you think about what Josh just said. The market cap of Gradients $35, $37 million,
yeah,
competing with multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar companies like Amazon and Google. The writing is on the wall here.
They're outpacing every other centralized competitor. Hugging Face has a $4.5 billion valuation. Mm-hmm. We saw OpenAI had to kind of cut back on some of its performance for ChatGPT 4.5 or 4.0, whatever it was, because they have a shortage of GPU units. That is the difficulty all these centralized plays will struggle with leading down the road. They're never going to have enough power. They're never going to have enough resources. Hey, welcome to BitTensor. Welcome to a decentralized platform where you can access top talent from all around the world and harness the resources necessary. So I love Gradients because this is, users need zero AI training knowledge, so it's going to make it really easy and seamless for individuals to join this platform, supporting fine-tuning models and custom data or remixing existing ones. Like, this is Gradients. I think there's a reason why we're going to see this become potentially the first billion-dollar play on BitTensor.
Yeah, I love what Rayon Labs is doing when they have Shoots, they have Gradients, they have 19AI, a beautiful ecosystem of BitTensor subnets working together. And I think a lot of them, well, actually all three of them, are really built on that ease of use. They just want AI developers to be able to come, use things that are very intuitive, easy to learn, so they don't have to waste their time with the cloud infrastructure or the performance training or the data set. That's another big thing about Gradients is you bring your own data sets. They have all these things available for you as opposed to having to work this clunky library of data sets like some of the centralized platforms. So it's all about making it easy for AI developers to build on BitTensor, and that's why we're seeing such insane adoption of Gradients, Shoots, and even 19AI.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump into the next subnet, and that is subnet 19, 19.ai. These guys registered December 18, 2023. They have a cap of 20 million. They are the sixth rank, seeing 5% of all emissions at time of recording, and these guys make training simplified. So they can train large language models with zero coding skills. Again, Rayon Labs making things extremely simple for users and developers. These guys, what I really like is, this is really cool. And this is the beautiful thing of the no insiders, no VCs, and all these other things. 91% of the token supply is held by holders. How good is that? Mm-hmm. The community literally just holds the token.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's exactly the opposite of like a pump.fun token. That's why we say this BitTensor ecosystem is what crypto was meant to be. There's no meme coins. There's no scams. There's no hard shills with VCs unlocks and KOLs dumping on you. These are all real communities, real subnets, and 91% of tokens owned by the community. It's crazy. So 19AI, again, it fits into this Rayon Labs ecosystem, about a $20 million market cap. 5% of all Tau emissions are going to 19AI, so slightly smaller market cap, whereas Gradients, I think, was around 9% emissions. But both of those, that's extremely high because there's just under 100 subnets. So when you see one subnet getting like 10% of emissions, that's extremely impressive. And that's valuable stuff, right?
So 19.ai, their inference is faster than almost all Web 2 competitors out there, except for Grok. People might be, well, what's inference? Inference is the process of using trained models to make predictions or decisions based on new input data.
Yep.
Why is this so important? NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said that inference demand will grow a billionfold. Not tenfold, a billionfold. So what did they recently announce? A $500 billion investment plan to build and expand AI infrastructure in the US. That is what NVIDIA is doing. This is a $1 trillion company. We have 19.ai that is making inference faster than almost every other Web2 competitor out there. Mm-hmm. And here they are sitting at a $20 million market cap.
Yeah, I mean, when you get into these AI infrastructure plays, BitTensor subnets, it can get quite technical. But one stat I want to say just to hit home about how impressive what 19AI is building is to train AI models, you need tokens. You need tokens to train models. And 19AI is able to provide the most amount of tokens cost per provider on almost anyone in the entire scale. So they're hitting close to 400 tokens per second, and it's currently free to access for a limited time. And all these other competitors on this chart, which is up on the screen right now, shows that they're well below 200 tokens, under half, and are paid only. So 19AI is able to provide the best service at a lower cost, and it's exactly what, it's the same thing that Gradients is doing, right? So you're seeing what's happened here. And the reason they're able to do that is because they're able to take advantage of the rapidly growing BitTensor algorithm, right? A centralized company can only do what is able in its walls. It's a walled off community. They're not sharing what they're doing. They don't want to learn from anyone, right? It's all protective IP. But BitTensor, that's why BitTensor is so special, is because everyone's building together. So if one subnet has a breakthrough, well, 19AI can use it. And then they have a breakthrough. And then subnet 60, whatever, can use it. And it's a snowball effect, right? And that's why it's going to be so successful.
I really like what they have planned for the second half of this year. So because they are set to deploy serverless decentralized models, so in Q2, they're expanding their model capabilities and focusing on enterprise solutions. In the second half of 2025, they are becoming the primary infrastructure provider for innovative AI startups. They plan to power 100 plus leading AI startups with their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to put a ton of demand onto 19.ai, and I see them delivering.
Yeah, 100%. So those are two leading subnets. Some of the more popular ones you're going to see because, again, they're developed by Rayon Labs with decent market caps, 35 million, 20 million. So for our third subnet alpha token, third BitTensor gem of this show, we're actually going to go a little bit further down the list and talk to you about a subnet that currently has a market cap of 2 million. So when you talk about potentially doing 100x, this is where you kind of, and there are a lot of subnets that are sitting in the $1-3 million market cap that I could easily see being $100-200 million companies. So today we're going to be talking about Infinity Games.
So this is Infinite Games subnet 6, and they registered June 20th, 2024. They have a cap of 2 million, like you alluded to. Currently at time of recording, they are the 28th ranked subnet, 0.4% of emissions. So they're not receiving as many emissions as, you know, the top 10, if you will. But if they can prove their models work, if they can start to see the adoption, if their algorithms, all these things, and they start to see 2%, 2.5%, 3%, that is when you start to see the subnets that are sitting at like a 28th ranked position start to really explode into the top 10. And that's when you start to see these 300%, 500% gains that, you know, a lot of subnets have been doing currently. This one's really interesting because they focus on the incentivization for predictions of future events through advanced large language models, aiming to decentralize self-improving forecasting systems. A really cool example is how they predicted Florida to win the March Madness tournament. I think they had like an 80% accuracy rate throughout the entire tournament. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. This is a very like query yes or no response. So if you go into their website, you can have a look. And traders and analysts can kind of like tap into the system. They provide you with like a yes or no response. So you can ask it like, will Tesla sell more than 500,000 cars in 2025? And it'll spit out an answer like 85% yes. Mm-hmm. Or another one, will Donald Trump announce a trade deal with the EU by May 31st, 2025? And it'll be like 75% yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really cool. So you can start to do that with the markets. You know, where's Bitcoin going to head and all these other things? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of unique outcomes here for Infinite Games.
Yeah, I really like this one. One, because of its low valuation. Two, because it's backed by Yuma Group. So it's one of the few subnets that's backed by Yuma Group. We've talked about Sturdy a lot on this episode. Yuma Group being the new company from Barry Silbert, one of the OGs of Bitcoin. He said BitTensor is the next Bitcoin. He's all in on BitTensor. He has this basically investment incubation company, and they are backing Infinite Games. So another thing I like about Infinite Games is just look around the world. Predictions, gambling, betting, forecasting is exploding. Like you saw what happened in the last election, right? Where was everyone looking? Polymarket. Polymarket. Polymarket specifically is like a $500 million to $1 billion business, and it only just begun. Sports betting is rapidly expanding. People want to know the statistics behind sports games, politics, global conflicts, like literally everything. It's all about betting and forecasting, and AI can be used because when you're trying to do analysis, like even for us, when we do analysis on something for this show, we're looking at, you know, 50, 100 data points. If you're like an investment firm, you got like an army of drones, you can maybe look at a few million data points. But AI is looking at trillions of data points in a minute, yeah. right? So you can't compete with AI when it comes to forecasting and predicting models. That's when I think Infinite Games is going to see mass adoption. One, because just every, you know, everyday traders, investors, gamblers, whatever, they're going to get used to this. But what do you think will happen when you see the accuracy of the BitTensor algorithm in terms of predictions? What will happen when the sports betting companies, the leagues, the you know, big political parties, all these big institutions, when they say, look, well, these guys are forecasting it better than everyone. That's where I see Infinite Games seeing insane institutional adoption. So at a market cap of 2 million, sign me up.
Yeah, it's crazy. So right now they're primarily focusing on binary future events. So like I said, yes or no outcomes. You could potentially see this as the algorithm changes, as they advance and get better and bigger. You could eventually maybe see this become non-binary and, you know, a little bit more predictive of two events that are actually going to happen, which would be quite cool. You can already interact with so this, they got this thing, it's called AION5100 on X, and you can start asking it questions. So you can be like, hey, XA, AION 5100, what do you think of this outcome? And it'll like spit something out. So you can already interact with one of their products on X.
Yeah, it's one of the coolest looking ones. I really, you know, a lot of these subnets that I mentioned are quite technical. So some of the ones that are a bit more relatable, especially to you guys in our audience, like a prediction forecast for betting, politics, sports, like I think these are a bit more relatable. I think those are really cool, and I'm personally interested in all of them. So hey, those are three BitTensor Alpha tokens. We're going to make this a regular series. We're going to be talking about BitTensor Alpha tokens every week or two on this show. So if you have any ideas, any subnets you want us to cover that you think are undervalued, let us know in the comments.
Yep. Hey, make sure you tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.